Dictation for Louis McClung. LOISMCCLUNG. This is a 82-year-old black female. Date of birth 11/1/1939. Date of accident is 6/11/2022. Date of service is 12/15/2022. Miss Louis McClung allegedly was in an accident where she fell on a bathroom floor. In a Northville, down where there is a racing track, something was popping out of the... So she fell on the floor by hitting a... something projecting out of the floor. After stumbling over this issue, it appears that she came down on her head and she injured her head with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, nausea, and blurred vision. And started having some pain in the left elbow and the lower back and left hip and left knee. Although she already had two knee replacements, the x-rays at the office showed intact knee. The x-ray of the left forearm showed a fracture of the radius. Other than that, no other finding. Today she complains that she has a spasm and muscle spasm of the middle back from T9 to L5, and she has pain in the lower back 8 to 9, neck pain is 6 to 7, elbow pain, and the elbow pain is around 5 to 6, knee pain is 5. And she's using a rollator walker to walk with. Usually the pain level is from 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 9 to 10, especially as follows. General activity, walking ability, work, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Her relationship with other people and mood is affected 9. She reports no relief at all in the pain. In the system review, patient reports headaches and vision disturbance and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of concentration and anxiety as a result of fall. However, she denies any dizziness, vertigo, seizures, blackout, confusion, disorientation, memory loss, or balance problem. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of pain in the elbow and the lower back at this time. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports, pain level remains the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, full compliance is reported by the patient. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 169/87, pulse is 67, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 12/1/2022, dictation number 1201-042, along with diagnosis. Plan is to continue following medication, naproxen 500 twice a day, Plaxeril 10 3 times a day, Melatonin 10 at night, lidocaine gel 5% with one refill, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 3, 50 tablets are provided. The patient will continue her physical therapy. A CT scan of the left elbow and CT scan of the left hip is ordered to identify any damage. MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is also ordered. And once they are done, then further treatment will be identified. At this time, no other treatment is needed. Patient is able to walk. Her maps were reviewed, legs were reviewed.